Ego and Chimay by Darson Buckner. Do you ever get your feelings hurt? Have you ever had a loved one disappoint you? Have you ever been honked at or given the finger while driving? How about someone giving you the side eye? Do you know what the side eye is? I get this from my wife and my dog on occasion. Maybe someone has made a sarcastic remark in response to something you have said. Maybe you didn't get the promotion and bonus you expected, like Clark Griswold. All of these examples are an attack on your ego. One of my first revelations after coming to know that God is sovereign was that people who were bruising my precious ego were not really my enemies. The people in your life who you feel are being mean to you cannot really help themselves. Let me explain. Your ego can be the loudest voice in the room, talking to you every minute you are awake. It tells you all of the ways that others are being mean to you and how you deserve better. It reminds you of all of the wonderful things you have accomplished and all of the accolades you have received. Ego feeds you these feel-good endorphins every time you do something noteworthy. These endorphins keep you searching for the next thing you can do which will get you recognized and acknowledged. Your ego keeps you in a constant reward-based cycle. We learn how to feed our ego at a very early age, and then we spend the rest of our life searching for ways to keep our ego well-nourished. We look back on our lives and judge our entire life on how well we supported and encouraged our ego, our houses, our cars, our clothes, our family, our friends, our social status, our salaries, our habits, our pastimes, our hobbies. All of our choices could be related to our ego. We all are slaves to our egos and can feel empty and always wanting when our ego is hungry. Do you realize that how you feel is directly related to your perception and view of the situation affecting you? What would happen if how you observed a circumstance changed even by just a couple of degrees? I recently went through a career gut punch. It was traumatic because it was the main resource to feed my ego endorphins. I was so blinded by how wonderful I am that I could not see what God was doing for me. The gift he was giving me was less responsibility and more time without having to juggle so many daily tasks. My ego had been completely hiding the fruits of this calmer life behind a career. It was a lot to process as I moved into this new headspace. God had me exactly where he wanted me the entire time I was living this ego nightmare. Have you had a similar experience? I feel that God has revealed this to me in the most painful way, but now I am getting a glimpse of what my life could possibly be by refusing to feed my starving ego. Our ego is a bottomless pit, which is never satisfied and never content. I am just now beginning to realize that a response is not required from me for every circumstance. God has all things worked out. I really do not need the best house, car, or status. I do not need a compliment every 5 minutes when a compliment every hour or so will suffice perfectly. Just kidding. I am not saying that I think ego is a bad thing. Ego is needed in order to have new experiences. We may not pursue these experiences if we lack confidence. Ego builds confidence and encourages us to get out of our comfort zone. All of God's creation has purpose, including our ego. Could you imagine not being able to go outside your home due to lack of confidence? It is a serious condition, and many people suffer from this extreme anxiety. According to helpguide.org, 1.7% of the population have agoraphobia, which is the fear and avoidance of leaving home or a familiar setting. We all probably suffer from a degree of agoraphobia from time to time in our life. A couple of verses come to mind. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, "In everything be giving thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Romans 11:36 says, "Seeing that out of him and through him and for him is all, to him be the glory for the eons." Amen. It's all from him, through him, and to him. It didn't say all is from, insert your name here, through, insert your name here, and to, insert your name here. There is a Bible story rarely mentioned. It is one of my favorites, and I want to share it with you. This passage really changed me. I always felt like I had to respond in defense to every crossword spoken to me. I don't. You don't. God is love, and He is in control of everything. David and his men are fleeing David's son, Absalom, who is trying to kill him and take over the throne. David was en route toward the Jordan River, traveling away from Jerusalem and away from Absalom. As he and his men approached Bahurim, Shimei, a relative of Saul, came to the roadside and started cursing and throwing rocks and dirt at David. David's guard, Abishai, wanted to go over and cut the head off this loudmouth, but David wouldn't let him. What David said to the guard and his other men was a lesson for all of us, walking the earth and interacting with other people. David said, "He is saying and doing all these things against me because God made him do it. Maybe God will look on my humiliation and restore goodness to me." Wow, wow, and wow, how profound was that? Could the humiliation we sometimes experience just be God preparing to restore goodness to us? When your ego shows up next time, will you be able to remember this story? When I can remember this story, I am able to overcome the bad feelings. I'm happier, and I realize that what is happening to me is not my responsibility. Let the horns honk and the birds fly. Father is restoring goodness to you and me just down the road. My real problem is that when I am hungry, tired, or in pain, and the arrows and darts come flying at me, I can't remember this awesome story. My mouth gets me in trouble, and I realize afterwards that my ego got the best of me again, but we can be thankful in all situations. All is from Him, through Him, and for Him. I hope that this story helps you to endure your next difficult situation with a little less anxiety, more hope, and more faith in our Sovereign Father. God is in the business of restoring goodness, and you can read the entire story in 2 Samuel 16:5-14.